Last night in Tampa, a public forum was held to discuss the issues of race and religion in media. The Tampa Bay Association of Black Journalists, along with the Council on American Islamic Relations, or CARE, hosted last night's panel discussion. The panel consisted of Ahmed Badir, a local civil rights activist and the president of the Tampa Hillsborough Human Rights Council. He also hosts WMNF's True Talk, which airs Friday mornings from 11 to noon. During the opening statements, Badir expressed his views on the allegations about Obama's religion.
Now, the one thing that concerns me is that so many people are making an issue of, you know, that this guy may be a Muslim, and it's in such a way that it has some sort of baggage and all these false rumors about what his religion really is. And people are saying, well, is he a Muslim? Is he not a Muslim? My question is, well, what if he was a Muslim? You know, this person is not running to be the imam or pastor or rabbi of our nation. He's running to be the president of the United States. And in our country, in our constitution, there's a separation between church and state.
Other panelists included Michelle Bearden, who is a reporter who covers religion for the Tampa Tribune and News Channel 8, Ken Irby, who is the diversity director for the Poynter Institute for Media Studies in St. Petersburg, Bill Keller, who is an evangelical Christian who used to have a controversial television show until it was canceled. He now broadcasts on liveprayer.com. Also on the panel was Arthur Jones, a close friend of the Reverend Jeremiah Wright and a pastor at the Bible-based Fellowship Church, and Otis Anthony, who hosts the Sunday Forum on WMNF's Sunday mornings from 10 to 12. Eric Deggins, who is the media critic for the St. Petersburg Times and writes a blog called The Feed, hosted the forum. He asked Pastor Jones how he felt the media handled the Reverend Wright story.
How did I feel? I felt as if my dear friend and mentor was being crucified publicly in order that the mindset of the masses that had been turned by God toward Obama would be shifted, would be changed, would be manipulated because he was garnering too much public appeal and too much public support.
Deggins also spoke about how people should diversify how they get their news.
You can't count on the mainstream news outlets to give you everything you need to be an informed citizen. It was never the case, but it's particularly not the case now. If all you do is watch television to get your news, you will not know what you need to know to be an informed citizen in this community.
Deggins then asked Michelle Bearden how she felt about the allegations that the media was taking unfair shots at Reverend Wright for political purposes. She said that if the local media had better access to Reverend Wright, then there would be a better balance to the story.
You know, I'll frankly say it, if you're a white journalist trying to get into a black church, okay, you're not necessarily always welcomed because, and this is a problem, as I said, I've been covering this beat for a long time, and I have to nurture the relationships, and if I get the relationships built up, yes, there is some welcoming, and actually I've had a lot of welcoming over the years here in Tampa, but I do see kind of a racial, there's a different way of, you know, since you're not a member of the black church, whatever that is, and you come in as a white journalist and you are not going to really understand how we do things.
Deggins went on to ask Bill Keller about how he felt about the Reverend Wright situation and if he felt that Reverend Wright was being targeted unfairly by the media for being a black pastor.
They're only doing what politicians do, try to destroy each other. So they went after Barack Obama's pastor for the simple fact that they were looking to damage him. Not because he was black, but because he was trying to get to the White House, not as a black man, but as a Democrat. And then just as quick as that happened, the Democrats did the same thing to the Republicans, which is why you had John McCain this week denouncing the statements of Hagee, Parsley, and disavowing any association or endorsement from them.
Ahmed Badir brought up the disparity in coverage between black and white pastors, noting that while black pastors are in hot water because of their message, white pastors who preach the same message only get negative coverage for their criminal behavior and not their preachings. Deggins asked Keller how he could bring people together after making such divisive remarks, such as Islam is a 1,400-year-old lie from the pits of hell.
I have been condemned often in the press for taking a stand on this book. According to this book, there is only one truth. This, the Bible. Now, people are free to believe that or not. And what I've done on my television show for years is basically say, listen, God gave you the free will to believe whatever you want. You want to believe in spacemen or what? That's up to you. I happen to believe that this is the inspired and errant word of God representing absolute truth and our final authority in all matters. And if you believe that, there's only one way to be saved. That's faith in Jesus Christ.
Tempers flared between members of the Muslim community and Keller, who has a history of anti-Islamic sentiments on his show. A Muslim resident in the Tampa Bay area asked him how he can talk about removing the bias in media when his preachings can be so offensive.
1,400-year-old lie from hell.
Yes.
Muhammad's
yes,
a murdering that. Pedophile. If those
say,
quotes?
If you say that,
sure.
How can you also be inclusive in your faith?
Well, my friend, the Bible, listen, I didn't write this book. God did. God's the one that came up with the plan of salvation, and the plan of salvation isn't feeding the poor. That's what you do after as a human being. You're saved by your faith in Jesus Christ. I'm an evangelist. I believe this book. The bottom line is, if you don't like my television program, there's something called a remote control. You can use it, and you can go watch one of the other 600 stations.
Okay,
Muhammad
okay,
dreamed
okay.
up the Muslim religion 1,400 years ago. He wrote the Quran, and people who want to follow that, just like Joseph Smith 200 years ago, wrote the Book of Mormon. And people who want to follow that can follow that.
To learn more about the Tampa Bay Association of Black Journalists and to see a calendar of upcoming events, visit tbabj.com. Eric Deegan's blog can be found at tampabay.com. From Tampa, for WMNF, I'm Jamie Kidder.